President Trump made a move to make good on a major campaign promise today, signing that executive order rolling back Obama climate rules. The president says he's bringing back jobs for working-class Americans. Environmental groups, though, see this differently. Lindsay Beebe with the Sierra Club says this is bad news for Utahns who care about clean air.
These safeguards that were put in place by the Obama administration are meant to help us address local impacts of climate change as well as curb our carbon output, which warms the planet. So this action will most definitely have repercussions that negatively affect our air quality here in Utah and throughout the country.
On the other hand, it could help revitalize coal mining in places like Carbon and Emery counties. Today, Governor Gary Herbert told KSL's Doug Wright, it is possible to both use coal and love the planet.
Renewable fuels like solar, wind, geothermal are becoming more economic, so you can actually go out and compete. It's getting better. We don't have to subsidize them as much to compete in the marketplace. And with new technology, carbon-based fuels, oil, natural gas, coal, are becoming cleaner. And so both of them working to compete in the marketplace, one's becoming more economic, one's becoming cleaner. If we'll let the marketplace work, I think we'll actually find ourselves in a very good place where we have reliability with our energy, where it's sustainable, where we're going to have it affordable, and it's going to be cleaner.
Beebe says the markets have already ruled against coal, regardless of what Washington says.
Families are hurting with the decline of the coal industry, but we can't argue with the free market. Coal prices right now are at historic lows, and with this executive order, Trump is saying public lands are free game for strip mining of for coal and other resources. But we already have 172 million tons of coal stockpiled. We can't justify tearing up our public lands, endangering other industries that depend on those, like recreation and tourism, to feed the coal industry that has nowhere to sell its coal.
A recent Utah Foundation report shows coal still provides the lion's share of electric power in the state.